Chapter 11. Steve Dack's 9/11 Crash Test. Based heavily on comments sent to me by an astute reader, observer. The 11th of September 2012. It is ironic that I should find myself posting these notes on the 11th anniversary of the event that changed the world we live in. Quite recently, someone sent me a link to a new video which appeared entitled Tired of War Without End. This was a well-edited and well-produced video which presented several key points which show that the plane crashes at the WTC were impossible. An associated website, http://911crashtest.org/, has also come online. The original video posting has been removed, but it was reposted, and from memory, it looked to be about the same as the original. An interesting idea about a crash test is presented, to fund an experiment to prove the official account of 9/11 is false. My first reaction was that just the video itself should give people a cause for rethinking. It's a good, clear delivery of information, which should make people think about the issue more carefully. I therefore posted the following comment. Excellent video, I do wonder if this video itself will have more effect than a crash test though. However, due to my experiences over the last 5 years, I suppose I am a little skeptical of people setting up projects and attempting to raise $1,000 for some cause like this. I can argue that it would be perhaps more effective if those dollars could be spent on equipping libraries with copies of Dr. Judy Wood's book Where Did the Towers Go? 184. On reviewing the crash test video, I found some interesting comments posted by Yankee 451. Any relation to Fahrenheit 451? Such as, I disagree, and it was my idea, so please stop making this a Judy Wood book tour. She is vehemently against the project. Steve Dack. I thought that was an interesting statement, partly because of how defensive he sounds, and also because of his assertion that Judy Wood is opposed to his project. Dr. Judy Wood's stance is to say that it is very clear what happened to the buildings, once the evidence is studied. So whether they were hit by real or fake planes is not as important as studying the evidence of what happened to the buildings. This is not opposition to the project, nor is it vehement. Oddly, Steve Dack does not seem all that interested in what happened to the buildings. Stay focused, please. This project is about the impact of the jets, not how the towers were destroyed. Or perhaps my criticism is too harsh, or my expectations are too biased or too unrealistic. Also, I note that he's claiming on the original homepage. What was shown on the 11th of September is physically impossible in the real world, therefore the only logical conclusion is that the videos of the plane impacts are fraudulent. Why is he apparently not that interested in the physical impossibility of what happened to the WTC buildings? Further, he says, this is not speculation. All images and videos which depict a 9/11 plane crash have since been exposed as having been tampered with, meaning the media were a critical part of the operation. All images and videos? He doesn't offer any evidence for this statement, and I would have thought it was impossible to make a convincing case for that now. Perhaps he has spent too much time reading Simon Schack's forum. See Chapter 8. Could it be that he's alleging that there were no planes and nothing visible to an observer at the scene? In which case everyone who said they saw something must be lying? He does seem to imply in the video that people who said they saw planes are actors like extras in a movie, which could plant seeds of deep distrust in the minds of people who are undecided. On the other hand, this can also cause offense to those who did actually witness planes apparently crashing into the WTC towers. Dack is being rude to people who disagree with him, counter to the mild-mannered grandpa demeanor he adopts in the video. When all the evidence is studied, the WTC plane stories do get rather convoluted and somewhat complicated. 134. It perhaps fits in with a second-tier cover-up, because the people who still think the official version is true will see that some of his statements make no sense to them, and so they will dismiss them entirely. Conversely, the people who question the official version will have the physical impossibility of the planes doing that damage to hang on to, and so support something that is still basically a lie. It's just going to stall the whole thing further in the manner we have all become accustomed to. There was some interesting activity going on in the comments on the video. There are also users like Justin39641, who apparently only uses YouTube to argue that the official story of 9/11 is entirely correct, judging from his activity feed on the channel. Is this an opportunity to watch the different tiers of the cover-up interacting with one another, perhaps? Again, we can perhaps observe the techniques of perception management in operation. Steve Dack commented. AE-911 Truth wanted nothing to do with this test, the purpose of which is to raise awareness in the mainstream, making curious their refusal of an endorsement. I'll post their exact words on the crash test website in the next few days. But this project isn't a pitch for Judy Wood either, far from it. It is what it is, and that's a crash test. On one hand he's taking an evidence-based approach, which is good, but then he's limiting that to one aspect of the whole thing that is largely insignificant given that it is apparent that those responsible for 9/11 never intended to hide their responsibility, but did intend to hide the means by which it was done. This video, focusing as it does on non-existent planes, only serves to demonstrate what so many people already know. That planes weren't responsible for what happened to the WTC complex. It's immune from the criticisms that Richard Gage suffers from due to his scientifically unsound arguments, because the arguments presented here are scientifically sound. They're just lacking in scope as they are too tightly focused, and this is perhaps suspicious, given the increasing awareness of Dr. Judy Wood's research, which Dack admits he is aware of. I am well aware of Judy Wood, and despite the fact I disagree with much of her work, she is more than welcome to partake in this project. We don't need to agree on anything beyond the test. It's extremely odd to encounter someone, who is apparently so sensible, finding little to agree with in Dr. Wood's research. Wood's book, for example, is a rigorous, totally comprehensive evidence-based study which proves most of the claims of the so-called truth movement false and impossible. It also presents some compelling new avenues for study. On the other hand, Dack's project is suspicious as Stephen Jones making basic physics errors, or Richard Gage not considering himself qualified to evaluate the seismic data, yet ostensibly being a San Francisco architect. What does Steve Dack think happened to the WTC towers? If he thinks the means was conventional explosives or nuclear devices, his judgment must be called into question in a big way. He doesn't appear to want to actually consider any explanation overtly. He was challenged to discuss this issue in the comments on his video. He replied. Nukes? There are easier ways to explain it. When it was pointed out that we know how the WTC was destroyed, he also commented. Such certitude. The lack of debris and dust can be explained without relying on top-secret weapons that cannot be verified. If you have a genuine interest in learning the truth, you'll continue researching beyond Judy Wood. Beyond Judy Wood too. Where, exactly? Back the way we've all come, to control demolition? As he himself says, you can't have it both ways. He can't be sensible about physics on one hand and totally wrong about physics on the other hand. Giving him the benefit of the doubt, it could just be too much for him to take in at this point. But if that's the case, he is still quite wrong about the facts of the matter, and this situation can be used to promote and promulgate disinformation, without his knowledge. We also see hints of him wanting to embroil people in back and forth discussion, which achieves little or nothing. He comments. Once I get the crash test site forum up, we can discuss it. He is unwilling to be open and discuss this in an open forum. I wonder why? Could it be that, by making the discussion about the planes, it's about distracting people from the means by which 9/11 was achieved? He did indeed open a forum, though it appears to have been short-lived, although this has since closed down. It is usually interesting to find a bit of background information about these folks, but on his website, Steve Dack reveals little. On his FAQ page in the Who section, he states, 9/11 crash test can be blamed on Steve Dack, who can be reached at steve@yankee451.info. But there is no additional information apart from him being a grandpa. However, on his comments page, he writes, for many years I was incognito, but I realized a while back that the only people I have a beef with have known who I am and where I live for quite some time, so no harm done. As far as I'm concerned, it's safer in the daylight. Steve Dack posted additional comments on the David Icke Forum in October 2012. 2. The media that published Dr. Wood's book in defiance of the establishment will be able to continue flying their banner of faux independence and self-righteousness. With hurricane-powered energy weapons dustifying steel skyscrapers and their contents, the media's role in this farce will be ignored. At the same time, the federal government, the FBI, the FDNY, the NIPT, the OEM, the mayor's office and the Paninj won't need to explain how these buildings managed to be gutted and prepared with explosives since 93 while still maintaining the appearance of being fully occupied cities within the city. Furthermore, the ironically named truth movement will look like wild-eyed conspiracy nutcases thanks to the guilt by association one gets by being within spitting distance of a Judy Woodard. All of the above considerations make the Good Doctor and her cult of followers highly suspect, at best. It seems Steve Dack revealed his true colors. Talking about a cult and a Judy Woodard reveals is just another troll, out to distract and decoy. He never even bothered to find out that the WDTTG book was self-published, making his initial comment even more inappropriate. And finally, just for the sake of example, let us suppose the crash test experiment is successfully carried out, will it silence critics? I have to suggest that this is unlikely. Whatever method is used for the crash simulation, it will be criticized because it will not be a close enough reproduction of the original event. For example, a critic would say, "Oh, you didn't use 30-year-old steel in your reconstruction. Well then." Or, "Oh, your wing went in vertically? That's totally different." Or, "Well, your wing wasn't actually attached to a plane in the rocket sled's mass, and the distribution of that mass is not the same as the original plane, so your test is not realistic." In other words, with such a limited set of evidence that you are presenting to people, it becomes easier for it to be cast aside. Then, there is always the problem of comparison being drawn to existing videos online which seem similar to what Dack is proposing, such as the rocket sled versus a car done by Mythbusters and an F4 Phantom crash test, done by Sandia Labs. Dack even references the Mythbusters video on his website.